My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
Okay, something happened last night, Will.
My husband... Okay, wait, let me guess.
Okay.
It's either no sleep...
Check.
Or there was a fit.
Check.
Oh, okay.
But there was also something unprecedented that happened with those two things. My husband was right for once.
Wow. is this... Mark the date. Mark this date, the day that Rachel gave her husband credit.
June 18th, 2017 at 8:45. Here's what happened. Let me tell you a little story, Will. Okay. So... And I don't give him enough credit. I really don't. Because he's with the kids all day. So he does know kind of their ins and outs. And I'm at work. So we get home and Arlo, my son, he's 2 years old. He's in the backyard. Backyard's safe. Fenced in backyard. He can roam around in there, play. And I can keep like half an eye on him.
Right.
Up front, in front of the house, we don't live on a busy street. But you're still concerned. You know, there's no fence there. And so we try to keep him in the backyard as much as we can. Well, lately, because of the cement in the driveway, he wants to drive all these stupid little cars that he has all over the front yard. Because they go better in the front than in the grass. So he's got a big wheel. He's got this thing he calls a snowblower. He's got his lawnmower. He's got a motorcycle. All these stupid little toys that he rides, right?
So you love his toys, obviously.
They're cluttering up my beautiful yard, I'll tell you what. So he decides, you know, it's like, it's getting close to dinner time. When he decides he wants to put them all in the front yard, one by one, carries them through the back porch, through the garage, into the front yard.
He's like any guy. He wants to show off his toys.
Yes, he's bringing them to the front so he can show them off and just move them around.
Yeah.
Little by little, he gets down on the cement and looks at the wheels like he thinks this is really cool, right?
This is what he does. Yeah, guys do the same thing with their motorcycles. They bring them out, they wash them, they let them sit in the driveway. How many times have you passed a house and somebody has their motorcycle just in their front yard?
You're absolutely right, Will. You're right. So he wants to do this, okay? We're about 15, 20 minutes out from dinner time. Now, at dinner time, everybody goes in the house and the outside time is shut down. So I say to him, so he does this whole thing. My husband comes out and he sees what Arlo's doing and he says, it's not going to be a good idea. I don't think you should do it. And he starts to tell Arlo this, like, no, don't bring your toys out. And I said, look how happy he is. He's having so much fun. He's bringing every single freaking toy out front. And my husband's like, I don't think this is a good idea. But okay, Rachel, you're the boss, whatever you want to do. So I said, okay, fine. So he goes back and he's finishing grilling. And then about 15 minutes go by and I say, okay, Arlo, is your 5-minute warning and we're going in for dinner. And then Arlo freaks out. He starts screaming.
This is the meltdown.
This is the meltdown. And he's out front and he is just screaming bloody murder. So I immediately just hoist him up and I get him into the house because, you know, and the plan was to, like, start taking your trucks back to the backyard where they go. So he starts screaming and yelling. So as I'm on my way into the house, kid is slung under my arm. He's kicking, screaming. I look over at my husband over by the grill, and he just shakes his head, and I said, don't you dare say I told you so.
Yeah, he wanted to.
He wanted to.
He hasn't had that many opportunities to do it. I mean, how many times have you told him I told you so?
Like three on a daily basis.
On a daily basis. And he gets his one opportunity to give you I told you so.
I wouldn't let him.
And you shut him down.
I shut him down. Later, when the kids stopped screaming and then my husband had to pick up all 10 of the toys from the front yard, I said, all right, honey, you win this one. I'll give you credit.
Right.
You can say I told you so. I will listen
but
to you.
But did he actually say it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. I'm proud of him.
Once in a lifetime, Will.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, meanwhile, now all the neighbors are going to be peeping through their blinds.
Yeah. If they haven't been already.
What are they doing to that kid across the street?
I know. They keep thinking we're pinching him. He's screaming. There you go.